Well, no, but what I was gonna say though is that when we have something to talk about that week, our train wrecks are like if a train full of, like nuns and children was to derail and go rolling 200 or 300 yards and just spill nuns everywhere along the way. That's the kind of train wreck it is when we have a good week.
And there's our cold start right there.
Superhero time!
It's Tuesday, March 23rd, 2010. You're listening to Superhero Time. I'm XV, and with me this week, I have the incredibly unsurprising cast of Hey Mickey.
Yo.
Paladin.
Good evening.
Don't do that.
Why not?
You're not Alfred Hitchcock.
If you're going to bring logic into this, fine.
But it'd be really cool if he was. And, of course, we have Fort Max.
Hey.
Way to follow up, Fort Max.
A thrilling end.
Well, Fort Max is at a climax from start to finish.
I don't want to think about Fort Max and climaxing.
I don't want to think about Momotaros and climaxing either, but he talks about it every damn episode. Seriously, the undertones in that show get really thick.
Wait, which show are we talking about?
Masked Rider Denno.
Oh, okay.
You should watch it. It's funny and disturbing.
Yeah, you make such a compelling case for it.
That's two of my favorite things right there.
I mean, it's not really on the level of, Naked Wedding or creepy vinyl fondling.
Or horrible dolls that laugh and try to eat you.
Well, we'll get to that in a minute. But it's got its own charm of mind scarring. Okay, so not a whole lot to talk about this week, but what we do have is really interesting. What I want to kick off with is something that only turned up this afternoon. Apparently there's been some original Dino Megazord knockoffs floating around, and it just so happens that in China, they have crafted an entire CGI cartoon around them.
Yes. It is brain-destroyingly bad.
It's possibly the most awesome thing today.
And what does that say
about
today?
It's pretty great.
It says that today is a pretty lousy day.
Since Phoenix King.
Phoenix King. Which one was that?
That was the movie based on. That was the movie based on a Inferno knockoff.
Ah, okay.
So they sold for $1 at Walmart.
Right.
And it was awful.
I'm hoping now that this Chinese Megazord knockoff cartoon will end up at Walmart for $1.
Because I'd really like. You never know.
I'd like to see more than the minute and a half clip that's on YouTube.
I think it looks fun. I'd watch it.
I'd watch at least one episode just because of what it is. Heck, I'd watch it in Chinese with no subtitles if I could get a good quality copy.
Maybe if this show does well enough, they'll knock off Voltron and like attach a Sentai team to it.
Wasn't that just Voltron to begin with?
Well, they didn't have transform in with helmets and do karate and stuff. They just got in their lions and drove around.
To transform and do karate and stuff would have required an animation budget.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about if to do a knockoff Voltron, though, with a Sentai attack. Oh, never mind. You're just going to fight me no matter what I say, so I'll stop.
Nope. Because in this knockoff, in the cartoon, the knockoff's cartoon, totally not Power Rangers are in Wild Force base costumes.
Vaguely Wild Force base costumes.
Very vaguely.
Well, the only thing that really calls them out as being Wild Force is that they're using knockoffs of the Crystal Sabers.
Well, the designs also look kind of like it, as far as they could, given the obvious zero budget.
Yeah.
And yet with this zero budget, it's better than some Japanese CGI productions I've seen.
Such as?
Energon.
Really, just pick one. I mean, you're probably going to be right.
It's better than a bunch of 2D stuff I've seen in the past 10 years coming out of Japan.
Ow.
I've seen an episode of Yu-Gi-Oh! I know what I'm talking about.
That might be a bad example, though.
Yeah.
I think that's the perfect example.
I guess it depends what kind of example you're trying to set.
A bad one.
You are a bad example, Mickey.
I am.
Definitely.
Well, a few weeks ago, we were talking about some late RPM toys turning up in Europe. And now it's happened again. Mickey, would you like to share your thoughts on the whole situation?
You're just intent on making my day worse.
That's what we do here.
Especially that's what I do here.
Really, I don't think there's anything I could say that more perfectly encapsulates my rage than what you said last week about Bandai.
That they're criminally indifferent?
No, there's a lot more beeping involved.
No, that was week before last.
Well, whatever.
It's okay, yes, it's a valid point. But yeah,
I have to agree.
Yeah, just this week, someone in England has found the unreleased in the U.S. set of the, what do they call these things again?
Sky Shift Morpher and Rocket Dagger.
Yeah. Is it the Rocket Dagger?
I think that's Sente name for it. I'm not sure what the name is for the...
Cloud Hatchet.
Yeah. Thank you.
And, of course, it comes with the Engine 7 cell.
Which you also could not get in the U.S. to the best of my knowledge.
Right.
Right.
Go Bandai.
Yay.
So what else is gonna turn up over there that we didn't get? I mean, what is left based on like the Sentai material that we know of?
At this point, I'm betting that Bandai is going to release the original Japanese set for half the cost of the American ones in England.
The Zords, you mean?
Yes.
It's okay. You probably got a better set with your...
I just think they're going out of their way to piss off everyone.
Well, you know, the same thing happened with Mystic Force, where in England they released the Centaurus Wolf Megazord, which was not released here. And I think they even got the Flashpoint Megazord. I remembered it for once.
I don't think that came out at all, but I'm not entirely convinced.
Hmm.
But those shows aren't based on Go-Wander. This is what is exceptionally painful for me, because I love that show and I want all of these toys.
Yeah,
and of course,
I know.
There's still the rail saber, whatever that getting
the rail saber
hasn't come out yet.
Well, there's the tiny version that came out at the Disney store.
Right.
Which barely counts.
Which is, I think, actually smaller than the small Dragon Dagger from the new toy line.
Probably.
Yeah, but all the tiny RPM weapons are actually, I believe, I just repackaged Go-Wander candy toys.
Huh. I would not be surprised at all.
That's interesting.
As I've seen the first three Rangers weapons, and they even have Go-Wander style decals.
Hmm. Speaking of candy toys, Fort Max, you just this week got introduced to the Candy Toy Megazord series.
Yes.
With the release of Candy Gosai Great now.
With that really, really awesome YouTube video someone put together of assembling it.
Yeah, that video is great.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
I impressed non-Sentai fans.
Yeah, they're model kits, but they don't look to be incredibly difficult. They're more Zoid style, as they don't need to glue or paint anything.
Well, you really do need to paint them, but they come with stickers to deal with most of the surface detailing. But, I mean, it's just like a low-cost Gundam kit. They mold it in as many colors as possible, but they can't hit everything with the small number of parts they're using.
Right.
Yeah, but one thing I never realized is that these candy toys are pretty much the same thing as the Mega Man toys from the late 90s they put out in Japan that you'd assemble.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was the same thing. So.
But the amazing thing is they're very articulated.
It's not really that amazing when you get down to it. You know, they're smaller. There's not near as much weight on any one part of the toy, so it's a lot easier for them to work in the articulation.
Also, with them being model kits, they know that kids are going to take the time to build them. They're not going to be as likely to bash them into things to play with them.
Well, they might.
Right.
Well, less likely. Kids don't really... If they take the time to assemble a model, they're not as likely to just bash the hell out of it, I find.
I know the reason I get the main deluxe Zords instead of the model kits is because the model kits require patience.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've had my experiences with model kits versus action figures, and I went wholeheartedly into action figures after just a few models. you know, it's just an either-or thing, and I'm not that good at painting.
Yeah, I learned the hard way through several Gundam releases that I am not the kind of person who does well with model kits. Repeatedly having to buy a few after you've ham-fisted, snapped a few, it's definitely a downside.
And, you know, like Fort Max was saying, the Zoids were good because almost everything was in the correct colors, but, you know, good luck getting a Zoid kit now.
Yeah.
They'll be back. They always come back.
And this time it will be
ever since the mid-80s, so they'll be back
again.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah, I always have regretted not getting in the early mid-90s when all the Zoid kits from that revival went on deep clearance at, like, Toys R Us and Walmart, not getting some of those bigger sets.
I seem to recall I had one of the Dragon sets from the 80s line. It's like beige and red or something. I can't really remember too clearly, though.
Okay. Let's see. Very little came out this week. Hopefully that means there's going to be plenty to talk about next week. But in the meantime, in episode 5 of Ghostager, which, as we pointed out last time, is entitled Magical Hide, we got not only the Megazord in a pirate hat, but we also got the Rangers fighting H1N1.
Yes. Excellent storytelling there.
Somebody
Episode
talk about
5
that.
Is probably my favorite right now, just because it stars Hyde.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, right
Hyde
now
is the most likable character so far.
Right now, he's the only member of the Ghostager cast I can actually root for.
You mean because he's not obnoxious?
Yes.
What about Nozomu?
Do not speak his name.
Who, Nozomu?
Yes.
I'm only talking
about
Nozomu.
He's going to be the Ghost Knight.
I'd almost rather watch tattooed teenage alien fighters again than put up with that troll brat.
Hey, now he could be much worse. He could be played by Jake Lloyd.
Huh?
Honestly, I think I'd rather have Jake Lloyd.
Okay, you really hate Nozomu then.
Yes.
Well, what about the data typer?
Well, his role today was conveying another message from Master Head, conveniently explaining that there are more Gosei headers in the world.
You mean Zordon Helmet?
Yes. And just before Master Head could explain exactly what the Gosei headers were and where they could be found, he lost the connection. So apparently DATS operates on the AT&T network.
Well, that sounds a lot like my internet connection, so I'm going to have to agree with you there.
Well, that's why they can't find him. He's just in the middle of nowhere.
But AT&T's map, you know.
And the main plot of Episode 5 is that there's this thing going around in schools called the Genius Cold. It makes children sick, but it also makes them smarter than ever.
Yes.
And some scientist finds out that the final stage of the cold actually transforms the children into the devil insect BBs, which was definitely a creative thing for the War Star. I like that plot.
And I'll never try it again.
Probably not, which is sad.
Well, not necessarily. They could just try it in another city where the Rangers aren't. I mean, they gotta be getting these BBs from somewhere.
Hmm. You know, it occurs to me they should really have some device on their ship that fires the BBs at Earth. A BB gun, if you will.
I don't get it. Well, it's like a cannon or something?
Yeah, remember that thing the Zeozords got shot out of?
No, I didn't watch Zeo.
You didn't watch Zeo?
Nope.
Fort Max is right, you are a terrible person.
I am.
And that's quite a something if I'm agreeing with Fort Max.
That's how terrible I am, is I make you agree with Fort Max.
Well, anyway, there was the Genius Cold, which was, of course, our analogy for the swine flu. But
and
then
the commentary on Japanese school systems. Well, the plot had parents deliberately infect their kids with a genius cold so they could get into better schools.
Yeah, I guess if that was an American story, it wouldn't really be believable because parents don't care about their kids in school.
Right.
Okay, but then the awesome happened.
Yeah, the fight scenes are pretty consistently awesome in this.
Well, forget the fight scene. Go to the Megazord.
And through the typical procedure of burning justice, Hyde magically unlocks the Seek Brothers set.
After having his crotch glow for a minute.
Yes.
Well, he's magical.
Well, I said it was burning justice. I just didn't say where.
It burns justice.
I think they have an ointment for that.
And
anyway.
So the Seek Brothers, the Manta Ray, Hammerhead Shark, and Saw Shark headers combined, and we saw the first battle sequence with Seek Gosai Great, the pirate fish hat Megazord.
Yeah, Seek Gosai Great is pretty cool.
Yes. And it turns out that the eye patch on the pirate fish hat is not just an eye patch, it's a scouter. Like, almost straight out of Dragon Ball Z scouter.
Yeah, so it's kind of a letdown. It'd be better if it was just an eye patch for the sake of being an eye patch.
Yeah.
But, you know, that they got one in there at all was pretty noteworthy.
Yeah.
Well, clearly this Megazord needs to go up against a ninja villain at some point.
Yes.
Well, it could happen. There's plenty of episodes left. There's at least, like, 43 episodes to go.
Maybe a crossover with Ninja Storm or something.
And the best part is, once the Sky X set comes out, you can actually put a bird on his shoulder.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Well, now all we need is the hook and peg leg, and I mean, that's pretty much it.
I'm afraid you may have to customize those.
Nuts. Well, I'm not buying any of it anyway.
Yeah.
I'm not really big on deluxe Megazords.
Then you should get the Candy Zords.
Yeah, that candy toy one looks pretty cool.
And they're much cheaper than the deluxes.
Yeah, but then I have to build and paint it.
Yeah.
Or be unhappy with it forever. But then I regret everything anyway.
Again, that doesn't work because you're not Campbell Wayne.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, Wayne Campbell? Wayne's World?
Okay, so is there anything else interesting going on this week?
Not this week, but next week we should see the premiere of The Landing Tribe.
Right. And what's in that one again?
A stag beetle, a rhino, and some type of dinosaur.
I see those animals all the time.
Yeah, that's perfect. I mean, it's just so typically Japanese and making absolutely no sense at all.
Yeah.
Okay, so in the pre-show, Mickey... Actually, that was not even the pre-show. That was the opening of this show. Go me. You were talking about last week's episode of Masked Rider Double. So since the current episode has not come out yet, why don't you talk about that for a minute?
Well, I can talk about it, but it's going to give me nightmares again.
Cool.
Good.
After the glorious two episodes of Futuk Idol, that they feel the need to punish us for all that great by inventing the most horrifying dopant ever of this creepy little doll that kills people and laughs.
So it's Chucky?
It's not as playful as Chucky. It's more of just like it laughs maniacally and tries to stab you with things.
And run you over with a car.
Yeah.
I thought it worked.
It worked too well. I didn't like it.
I don't know. It seems like a pretty decent send-up on that style of horror movie.
Well, it was. It's just that doll was really creepy looking.
It's the mouth.
It's the mouth and the eyes.
The eyes?
They're doll eyes.
Well, it is a doll. Should it not have doll eyes?
Well, this shouldn't be so creepy. Dolls shouldn't be creepy.
What if it's a clown doll?
It would be creepy because it's a doll, not because it's a clown. Because clowns aren't really creepy, they're just irritating.
Well, they are that. And next week we get more doll.
Or maybe this week.
Well, next episode, I should say. Yeah, hopefully this week sometime.
Maybe they pulled the show from the air because it's deemed too terrifying.
That would be a shame.
Or maybe the episode would be retooled.
And then we would never get resolution to the Akiko and Ryu subplot.
Their romance?
Uh-huh.
How is she going to win him away from Philip?
That's terrible.
Yeah, she shouldn't try and do that. That would be terrible.
She doesn't have a chance anyway.
Well, Philip is prettier than her, so.
All right. Well, on that note...
Well, that's why she was the boy when they dressed up.
Yeah, I know. We talked about that already.
Well, I'm just, you know, in case anyone missed that episode.
If anyone missed that episode, they should go back and listen to it. It's one of our best.
And which episode was that again?
Week before last.
Okay.
It's certainly not this episode.
No.
Possibly it might be next episode, though, so.
What?
I don't know. I'm blathering.
Yeah.
We know.
Just edit me out of this episode entirely.
No.
Don't cut out the time. Just mute my voice so there's long stretches of silence where no one's talking.
we get that naturally anyway. I don't have to go in and edit that in. Okay, so do we have anything else from this week to talk about?
Perhaps, I think we hit all the major points.
We've mentioned the absence of a new episode of Masked Rider Double this week. There's also the absence of Goanger versus Shinkanger.
Still.
Yeah, still. And, you know, the absence of possibly the last season's Masked Rider movies still.
And the absence of PRG2, remember?
Well, we know that's on hiatus until next weekend.
Yeah, but it still counts.
Sort and poor of. Fort Max has nothing to talk about.
Yep.
Apparently he turned into Sling Blade.
I thought it was Boomhauer.
Your voice got really deep there.
I'm just tired.
Your problem is too much school. You should just quit that.
I told you to go on spring break.
Be cool. Quit school.
Yeah.
And start smoking, too. That also makes you cool.
Alcohol also helps.
Oh, it totally helps.
Well, okay, I should say alcohol helps if someone else is drinking it. If you're the one drinking the alcohol, you just look stupider.
Depends on what kind of alcohol. If it's rubbing alcohol, yes. But if it's like a Manhattan or something, no, you look classy.
Right, but the point is, you know, if he's around a girl who's drinking alcohol, think how much cooler he's looking in front of that girl. Beer goggles, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
I have no idea. But I think that's a good time to go and take a break.
Yes,
I suspect so.
And pray. All right, we'll be back in a minute.
You're listening to Superhero Time.
Hello, this is Brian Kilby, host of Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers internet radio show, and one of the world's first podcasts. I am also on one of our other podcasts, which is Fanboy Versus, and I really think you should check it out. Fanboy Versus is our comic book podcast, and each week we bring you lots of fun news and information around the comic book world. It is hosted by J.D. Church and features Ender, Chris McFeely, Chris Triplett, and of course, me, Brian Kilby.
And Chrysler Justice. Dreadful. So that one I did try to read, and it's just abominable. Character, you know, the first issue alone, every two pages, a character literally drops to their knees, throws their hands up to their heavens, and just cries, "Justice!"
I wish I was joking.
Check it out at tfradio.net. Comes out weekly. If you like comic books, you'll love Fanboy Versus. And Fanboy Versus is brought to you by Value Mags. Check them out at tfradio.net/comics.
It's me, David E. Paladin, Fort Max. Superhero Time.
Up from the depths, 30 stories high.
Okay, we're back. So who here knows what the word tokusatsu means?
It's basically special effects programming.
Yeah.
Is it kind of like that?
And the term was actually, to the best of my research, first coined with Godzilla movies.
That is correct.
So, segueing off of that fun fact, our topic for this week is what could be said to have started it all, Godzilla. Somebody talk.
In the beginning, there was nothing. And then there was Godzilla.
And it
he
was
saved
good.
Us all
Amen.
With his atomic breath.
And also does a sliding two-legged kick while dragging his tail on the ground.
and then does it again. That's physically possible. I've seen that happen before in real life. Crocodiles can do that.
And well, then throws around an empty rubber suit.
Well, it's a lot easier to throw around an empty rubber suit than a full rubber suit. Has anybody seen the Microman Godzilla toy?
No.
I've seen pictures of it.
It's a Microman that comes with a rubber Godzilla suit it can wear.
That's awesome.
That's pretty awesome.
Anybody who's interested in reading a review of that can go to figurereviews.com.
No shame.
Hey, I gotta take him. I gotta take him where I can get him. Just like your mom.
Oh.
Okay, so
we descended to that level.
Okay, so Godzilla.
Okay, well, that's one of the important things about Godzilla is the rubber suit, is because that brought forth Suitmation, which is how all Megazord battles are created now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And do any of y'all know how that came about for the movie?
Not a clue.
Okay, well, I shall enlighten.
Yes, please expose it.
When they were going to make Godzilla originally, they wanted to do it in stop motion, like King Kong was done.
Okay.
But that would have been very expensive and time-consuming.
And crappy. So that,
yes. And so they came up with the idea that it would be cheaper and a lot quicker to just put a man in a suit and construct a small city around him. And that's how it happened.
I wish somebody would construct a small city around me. So where does American Godzilla fit into all this?
Geno?
Because that's the only one I really care about.
No, don't fib. No one cares about the American Godzilla.
It gave rise to a really good cartoon.
Not necessarily a good Godzilla movie.
It would be good if it didn't have the name Godzilla. They could have just called it like a remake of Beast from 20,000 Fathoms or something, and it would have been perfectly acceptable.
But then it wouldn't have been Godzilla.
That's kind of the point here.
Though it did lead to Godzilla the Animated Series, which was really pretty nice.
Which is what I was saying just a minute ago.
But the American Godzilla pissed off Toho so badly that they brought back Godzilla in Japan if they said they were done, just to show the Americans how to do it right.
And then they actually killed off the American version of Godzilla in one of their movies.
I'm all for things pissing other people off.
And the way they killed off the American Godzilla is hilarious, because American Godzilla shows up and is promptly atomic breathed into nothing in the span of like 5 seconds.
Well, that's what we think of you, Sony.
You mentioned the Godzilla cartoon that was based on that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone else remember the earlier Godzilla cartoon by Hanna-Barbera?
I never saw that. I've seen a little bit of that. Boomerang used to run reruns of it.
Well, Cartoon Network used to air it when they first started up, too, in the 90s.
When they still aired cartoons.
Yeah.
Well,
they still air cartoons
now.
They killed off CN Live.
If they did, it's still going pretty well.
Regardless, whatever they're showing, it sucks. So.
Yeah, pretty much.
I remember that
Hanna-Barbera Godzilla cartoon.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, I remember that basically because of Godzilla's son, was it?
Godzuki. Yes.
Yes.
The weirdest thing about that show, I thought, was it was like Scooby-Doo, but with Godzilla instead of Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Because it was really about like these three or four people that would walk around with baby Godzilla and solve mysteries and problems and things.
Because that's what you're going to do with a baby radioactive reptile.
Well, you know, it's Hanna-Barbera, so, you know.
Yeah.
They've only got two shows they make. They just draw different characters in them.
Yeah.
What's the second show?
Quote unquote comedy. Stuff like the Hair Bear Bunch and such.
I'd love to know how they got the rights for Godzilla.
Money.
That's actually a good question. I don't know the answer to that.
Good research.
Well, I try not to think of that show whenever possible.
Well, and it's not like they have it like Hanna-Barbera never did licensed shows anyway, because they also did GoBots.
Did GoBots come first as a toy line or as the cartoon?
the toy line.
Okay.
Yeah, GoBots was based around an existing Japanese toy line.
Well, yeah, Machine Robo, but I mean, I don't know if the cartoon happened first or then the toy line.
Well, that wouldn't really make sense, would it?
Not necessarily. He-Man cartoon happened first before the toy line.
But
no,
He-Man
it was the other way around. It was the other way. Never mind.
And anyway, He-Man was not an existing Japanese toy line that they adapted, you know.
And none of them are related to Sentai or Toku in the least, so.
Right.
We're getting off topic.
And what was that topic again?
Godzilla.
Okay, go with that.
All right, the name. The official Japanese name is Gojira, which is a combination of the Japanese words for gorilla and whale.
That's not really what I think of when I look at Godzilla.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's another story behind it that he was actually named after one of the stagehands at Toho.
I would feel honored to have a giant city-destroying monster named after me.
That's assuming it was a name of respect.
How could it not be? How could you not respect Godzilla?
Well, Sony kind of... I mean, you know, just ask them.
Yeah.
Well, this discussion on Godzilla is really interesting so far.
Yeah.
You know, and two movies were used on Mystery Science Theater.
Which two?
Godzilla versus the Sea Monster. And the one with Jet Jaguar.
Yes, Jet Jaguar. The size-changing robot who is basically a parody of Ultraman and other such heroes. With an awesome theme song.
Yes.
Well, the theme song makes the deal.
Of course.
So, the Godzilla series, from what I can tell, is broken into three different eras. You got the original Showa series, which extends from 54 up to 75. And then Godzilla went away for quite a while, it looks like. They started again with the Heisei series in 1984.
Godzilla's a lot like Masked Rider.
Right. They have, I think, the same sort of names for their eras.
Yep.
Yeah, they do use the same names for their eras.
Well, considering that they named them after what emperor they had during the time.
Yeah, creative, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Masked Rider also went away for a while. What?
It's a strange way to name things by whoever is in charge of the country at the time. We don't go around talking about, you know, oh, it was the Reagan era when referring to...
Well, no, instead of the word era, we use administration.
But that'd be if we're talking about politics or something. Not when we're talking about, you know, say, pop culture, I don't think. I mean...
Well, no, then it's based on what administration they're making fun of.
So the Heisei series lasted until 1995 when they stopped making Godzilla movies again. And
they killed
them
off.
Yes, they killed him off at the end of Godzilla vs. Destoroyah. And gave him to America to have, for us to have our way with him.
Yeah, and look how that turned out.
And yeah, as I mentioned, they weren't happy.
Made a good cartoon, though.
Yeah.
And so,
too little, too late.
Well,
first thing they did is
they got the cartoon, and which was awesome, good enough for me. That was worth the movie.
The movie wasn't bad.
The movie gave us that Puffy song, though.
I don't remember the songs.
Come with me.
Nope, don't remember it.
Yeah, you should totally hop on YouTube and remind yourself of how horrible it was.
No, that's okay.
So after,
I'm the one around here who does the mind scarring, not the one to be scarred.
After Toho got Godzilla back, they gave us the best Godzilla movie, which is Godzilla 2000.
I saw that in the theaters when it was released here.
So did I. And it was a glorious theater experience because it gave me exactly what I wanted to see.
Yeah, that was pretty damn awesome.
The best part of the whole movie for me is at the very end when Godzilla's defeated the monster.
Orga.
Orga, that's right. And all the humans left alive are standing on the rooftop and they're looking at Godzilla and talking about how that, you know, he saved them, and there's a little bit of Godzilla in all of us. And then it cuts to Godzilla destroying the rest of the city out of pure rage. And then it goes to the credits. Godzilla does not care about their affection. He's going to kill them anyway.
That really put that Hanna-Barbera cartoon into perspective, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe they should make a new Godzilla movie based on the little Godzilla, all grown up into a full-size destroyer.
Actually, there's a theory that Godzilla 2000 is that.
Well, if they make that official, I'll be satisfied.
At the end of a movie, Godzilla vs. Destoroyah, Godzilla's son possibly absorbs the dying Godzilla's energy.
Right.
And it might be him grown up in the Millennium series.
But it's never really explained.
Right. But it's not disproven either, so it's just a possibility.
Well, like I say, make it official, and that's cool. Slap a ring on it, make it official.
Let's see. Oh, here's another thing that's relative to current stuff, is Godzilla also introduced the concept of the Kenny.
What, Which the you... character getting killed off every time?
Not that Kenny. Think Nozomo.
Oh.
Must we?
Godzilla started that nonsense of the child who knows everything and is there to teach the heroes how to be better.
How did that come
and
to be named
very
the Kenny?
Irritating. I'm sorry?
How did that come to be named the Kenny?
Yeah, I'm not certain how that term originated. I just know that Godzilla started it.
You are of limited and directed usefulness.
Here we go. Okay. The child characters Kennys were called because the dubs of the Gamera films always renamed the main child character Kenny.
The Sandy Frank dubs?
I believe so.
Okay, well, that's acceptable.
So, in other words, Kenny with the short shorts and the pet turtle, Tibby.
This is going to suck so much.
Yeah. Okay, actually, I need to correct myself. It appears that Gamera actually was the first one to introduce Kenny, so my bad.
Yeah.
Well.
It's what happens when you research on the fly.
Yes, you really should have prepared for this better.
Just go watch the MST3K episodes with the Godzilla movies instead.
Were those Joel episodes or Mike episodes?
What?
Were those Joel or Mike episodes?
They were Joel.
Okay, good.
Why?
Because if it's a Mike episode, there's a risk of Pearl being in charge, and I can't stand that. Because Pearl sucks.
But Mike Nelson, Destroyer of Worlds.
Oh, Mike's fine. It's just once they shifted to sci-fi, I kind of lost interest. But we're off topic again.
Yeah.
Well, sci-fi was where it had Mike Nelson, Destroyer of Worlds.
Godzilla destroys worlds.
No, Godzilla destroys miniature cities.
Give it enough time, he'll destroy a world.
Probably.
It's only Tokyo. He doesn't do anything. He doesn't destroy anything that's not part of Tokyo.
Well, Tokyo, it's a reptile brain city. It's a reptile brain. There's not a lot of imagination there. Or compassion.
There are several other recurring creatures in the Godzilla universe besides just the big lizard himself.
Mothra.
Yes.
I'm amazed that Mothra is still around, because you'd think a moth would die pretty quickly against some of the atomic breath.
Yes.
Especially since it probably flies directly toward it.
Yeah, like a moth to a
atomic fire?
Yeah, No, but it wasn't fire. That was something else.
Flame.
Well, Mothra is tired. Is powered by tiny dancers. So,
tiny private dancers.
Tiny hula girls. It looks like. Or, as I'm vaguely remembering.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
Let's see, we also have Rodan, of course.
What? No Freakazoid reference?
I don't remember that.
No.
One.
Hula Girls!
Quantum Freak.
Wasn't there a Godzilla vs. King Kong movie as well?
Yes, yeah. There was.
And
that was actually the first time Godzilla appeared in color.
So, did they split it with Godzilla in a suit and King Kong being stop motion?
No, they put King Kong in a suit and kicked him up to be Godzilla's size.
That's just kind of a letdown.
A little bit.
It should have been a badly edited composite of live action and stop motion.
Yeah. Some parts were stop motion and they looked really bad.
Which is why it's better that they didn't do Godzilla's stop motion from the beginning.
Yeah. And that also led to a spin-off movie with King Kong where he fought Mecha Kong. Oh, I'm sorry, Mechanikong.
Hey, Robot Monkey, what are you groaning for? Robot monkeys are awesome.
They should have crossed him over into the Zoids universe and had him fight Iron Kong.
And then they could fight Optimus Primal.
Primal.
Monkeys.
Yeah, it's just Prime.
Well, Cybertron Prime had an ape mode.
Arg. Where's my liquor?
You drank it already. You think you're cool?
No, but it'll make you guys look cooler. Okay, so where were we? Oh, the recurring monsters theme.
Yeah, the other big recurring one is probably King Ghidorah, who's arguably Godzilla's biggest enemy.
King Ghidorah had an awkward-looking design, I thought.
Well, they're all
kind of
awkward.
You mean having no arms?
Yeah, he had big old fan wings instead of arms, but...
Actually,
he
had two extra heads instead of arms, as I recall.
Yeah.
Were there no other...
definitely a weird design.
Hmm?
It was definitely a weird design. I can't imagine how it would have been to be in the suit for that one.
Well, you would have your arms up, too, with the heads.
Well, how'd that one go? So were there no other recurring opponents?
Well, there's Mecha Godzilla, of course.
Of course. Dragon Zord.
Yeah, more or less.
Well, I read that's what Dragon Zord's design was based on, loosely.
It's pretty close.
Yeah.
Does Mecha Godzilla have a drill for a tail?
I don't think any of them did. They had, like, three different designs.
Hmm.
I know pretty... At least the first one had fingertip missiles, though, so that's a direct reference.
Yeah. Kind of a letdown if none of them had a drill for a tail, though.
Well, there's also the evil Mothra, basically, is Rodan.
No, there's another character that's actually an evil Mothra. It's Batra.
Say what now?
Batra.
Batra didn't show up too often, though. Rodan showed up a lot.
Yeah.
I don't suppose we could hope for there to be a Mecha Mothra.
Not yet, but you never know.
Giant robot moth flying around. I mean, that seems like such a natural extension.
Well, if they're going to start making new movies again eventually, maybe they can use that idea.
Yes, they always start making new movies again. It's a lot like Zoids.
Ah, so we're tying it back to what we were talking with earlier. I see. Very clever.
They always come back.
In a couple more years, we'll see, like, the 60th anniversary of Godzilla, so they'll probably do something new for that.
Yeah, I think
they're
about
to do for a reboot. And by new, you mean just rehash every movie before. I mean, what's left to do that's new with Godzilla after 60 years?
Well, aside from Mecha Mothra?
Well, it's not really new, though. It's just variations on a theme.
Maybe they could do Godzilla versus Gamera. I don't know.
Which, again, is variations on a theme. It's just Godzilla fighting another established movie monster.
Look, now, if they had like, fans. We're not really big about innovation here.
If they had like Godzilla versus Jason,
okay, that would last about 4 seconds.
Well,
Godzilla versus Ash.
Godzilla versus Tony Basil.
Godzilla versus Chuck Norris.
Godzilla versus Tommy.
Oh, will Godzilla go down?
Godzilla versus Brian Blessed.
It depends. Does Tommy have the dragon dagger with him at the time?
Of course.
Because, you know, then he would just play the dragon dagger and that'd be the end of it. He'd hop up on Godzilla's head and ride around the city.
Yeah, Tommy would tame Godzilla somehow.
Right. This is turning into the most ridiculous conversation ever.
There's not a lot of meat on this topic for us.
Well, this wasn't my idea.
Well, it seemed like a good idea at the time, but I guess none of us really know enough to keep this interesting.
Yeah.
Well, see, I admit up front that I don't really know anything about Godzilla, so I'm not even trying.
Well, at least we're trying.
I'm devoting all my energy to making stupid, sarcastic comments. And I'm succeeding quite well.
If you say so.
That's because I know my limits.
Break the limit.
Eh. It's not funny because I told you that earlier when you said you could not
exceed
your
rage. I'm pretty sure it's
funny
because I'm turning your words against you.
Yes, but nobody else knows you're turning my words against me. Because nobody else read the email.
But I read it.
Besides, I'll get you back for that eventually.
Oh, okay.
Fear.
Well, shall we wrap this up?
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah, it's not like this is really going anywhere anyway. Fort Max, you have not had a lot to say this week. Would you like to say something now? Anything.
Something interesting, please.
Well, we should really just stop the podcast and go watch Mystery Science Theater episodes or something.
I never really caught the Mystery Science Theater bug. You know, I looked at it a few times, and it just did not grab me. But, you know, I don't have that, like, old bad movie interest.
Did you watch them alone?
Yeah.
So that's the problem. Mystery Science Theater gets better the more people you have in the room. Especially with, like, popcorn and Cokes and stuff. It's very much a social show.
Does liquor help?
Liquor helps everything. Especially driving.
You know, much like me drinking right now would make you guys look a lot more interesting. I can't help but think that drinking with Mystery Science Theater would make that a lot more entertaining, too.
But you know, really, MST is best when viewed in a group of at least 3 or 4 people.
Oh, well.
That's probably why you didn't like it at the time.
And it's not being made anymore anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Until they run out of ideas and try to start it again.
Actually, it is kind of still going, just in a different form.
Yeah, riff tracks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The much more inconvenient way to watch MST.
Well, it's just missing the silhouettes pasted over the picture, right?
Well, no, actually, it's just an MP3 file that you buy and play over your own movie.
Which, like I'm saying, is missing the silhouettes over the picture.
But it involves timing, which is the irritating part.
And host segments. Don't have those.
There's no invention exchange.
Well, yeah, that would make it harder to time with the movie, wouldn't it?
I suppose.
Probably.
Why are we talking about Mystery Science Theater?
because it's more interesting than us talking about Godzilla.
See, I was right last week. We should have just gone with the Pokemon podcast this time. If I had money, I'd go buy the new Pokemon Gold.
I know that feeling.
I don't like silver.
Well, I want gold because it's the one I had before.
I just think there's balance issues with this version of the game. It's either too easy or too hard.
You mean the DS series in general, or
no? Well, Soul Silver, the one I'm playing right now, is just it's either I'm just breezing through everything, or till I'll hit a spot that's just impossibly hard for no reason with no real lead up to it.
Where have you? How far have you gotten?
I think I've got I just beat the Steel Gym. I know that. So that's what, six? I think
six, unless they've changed things and my memory's failed.
Did you get your red Gyarados?
Yep, I got that, which is going straight into the box.
Well, yeah, what are you going to do with a red Gyarados anyway?
Because I already got a water Pokemon. I don't need to retrain him. Plus, I hate water Pokemon anyway. They're boring.
In a way, I'm kind of saddened that this is just a rehash of Pokemon Gold and Silver, because I have this thing where every new generation I end up with the newly introduced electric Pokemon, and there's not a new one this time.
Hey, at least it doesn't suffer from the problem that crippled the old Gold and Silver.
You mean the battery thing?
Yes.
Yes, but for the actual time I played Pokemon Gold after I bought it, I didn't have a problem with it. It was just, you know, like 5 years later when I dug my copy back out and my save game was gone. Kind of a drag.
I can imagine.
Yeah, well, wasn't a big deal because at that time I already knew there was the new version coming out. Plus, you know, with the old games having been a dead end, as soon as they introduced the Ruby and Sapphire games, you know, couldn't really do anything with the old save data anyway.
I wonder if they're going to remake Ruby and Sapphire anytime soon.
Huh?
I wonder if they'll remake Ruby and Sapphire.
Give them probably 3 more years.
Yeah, maybe after the next generation when they need something else to fill time.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much the way it works.
And after they introduced a new handheld console?
God, I cannot wait for a DS2.
And then new Ruby and Sapphire still won't be compatible with any of the previous games. And thus the circle is complete.
I am so ready for the DS2. I was wanting it last year.
What's so different about the DS2, supposedly?
It's got twice as many screens.
It's just the next step up, like from Nintendo to Super Nintendo. I mean, the next upgrade of the DS is actual hardware rather than just a new shell for it.
See, what they should have made the DS2 is a DS with like two more layers sandwiched in the middle. Like one of those multi-DVD cases.
Oh, I know. They should take out the ability to put any cartridges into it and then jump the price up by $50. You know, the Sony method.
Right.
Right.
And that would be the DS Go. Okay, well
they kind of did do that, considering that the DSi can't use the Game Boy Advance cartridges, which also means no Guitar Hero.
That's not really a bad thing, because Guitar Hero on the DS is awful. It hurts your hand to play it.
It hurts my brain to play it.
You probably didn't like Simon as a child either, did you?
I wasn't very good at it. Didn't stop me from trying, though. Actually, I think I still have an old Simon in my closet.
Next to your refrigerator that's running?
What?
Never mind.
Okay, well, even though this is much more interesting than the Godzilla conversation, I think it's time to wrap up.
Yeah,
I'm afraid so.
But it's okay, at least this will not be the show where we run almost 2 hours long.
That's true. It'll just feel like it's 2 hours long.
Yeah. Yeah, if any of you have actually hung on and listened this far, bless you.
And thank you
all. Oh, we're not cutting all this out?
Well, we'll see.
So, since I've suggested the worst topic ever, someone else needs to suggest next week's topic.
Yeah, what do we want to talk about next week?
Can I pitch something?
Sure.
Why don't we do a retrospective for a good series, like what we did with Overdrive, but something positive?
SPD?
Lightspeed Rescue.
Well, first we actually have to agree on a series. I didn't think of that flaw.
Yeah. Lightspeed Rescue sounds good.
I'd say either that or Time Force.
Yeah, Time Force would be a good choice.
No, Lightspeed Rescue sounds good.
Especially considering the model sequences.
Yeah, the Lightspeed Megazord combination sequence was always interesting.
And it had the most hilarious Zord entrance ever of the Super Train.
Yes.
Makes me laugh every time I think about it.
You mean because of the electrocution?
No, because the way they get the Super Train Megazord out of the hangar is they get this giant 70-story tall ramp and they just jump it over the city.
Oh,
and considering also how it gets to the ramp, which involves a vehicle bridge rotating over and the train going down a road and making sharp turns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what it's like to be the physics? People in that town to like look up and see this giant ramp raising up the ground, the rangers jumping trains over them.
Well, if you think that's bad, think back to Ninja Storm, where once they got the Mammoth Zord, buildings actually sank down into the streets to make room for the Mammoth to drive through the city.
Oh, right.
See, I always thought kind of the same thing in Turbo after Artillatron was introduced. Because, you know, that would drive out of that arena or whatever it was and right down the streets with these little tiny cars like inches away from the giant wheels.
Who would live in these cities?
Someone with really expensive insurance.
All the people who rebuild the buildings every week.
Well, at least no one does live in the city. No one ever gets hurt in these battles.
And you know they always talk about like the abandoned building district.
Yeah.
Well, Bulk and Skull were in a building that got destroyed once.
I think they were the only ones in it though. And that was also in Turbo.
Of course, that's also Bulk and Skull. They get into those situations.
And they can survive because they're comic relief.
Yeah.
Let's do another show about Bulk and Skull.
I think we've exhausted Bulk and Skull.
Yeah, we did that already.
Let's do it again.
He said another. He knows we did one already. That's why he said another Bulk and Skull show. Pay attention.
Must we?
Someone has to.
Not it.
Okay, so what are we talking about next week?
Lightspeed Rescue?
All right, I'll agree to that.
Okay.
Okay, then. Now I just have to find some Lightspeed Rescue episodes to watch.
I'm pretty sure there's a few on YouTube.
Hopefully the quality is decent.
There's
one on the Best Of DVD.
All of Lightspeed Rescue's on YouTube, and it's decent quality.
It's one of the crossover with the Lost Galaxy.
It must be one of those German DVD sets.
And someone else on YouTube had recently started uploading the Sentai equivalent, Go-Go V.
5.
And plus, these are probably...
If you listen to the theme song, they say Go-Go 5.
VHS's recordings, but they're good quality.
Better than the VR Troopers episodes that are up?
Yeah.
Well, that's something, anyway.
I'm going to keep calling it Go-Go V so I can distinguish it from Goggle 5.
Well, if you have good diction, you have no problem distinguishing Go-Go 5 from Goggle 5.
You said
diction.
Yeah,
but I don't, so.
I knew you'd catch on to that one, Mickey.
I'm good about catching on to diction.
So I've heard. Okay, I think that's it for us this week.
Thank God. So much for my hopeless sleeping tonight. Thanks, guys.
Does anyone have any non-diction related thoughts to wrap up the show with?
I hope we have an episode about Nozmo next week.
Nozmo and Data Typer's Excellent Adventure.
I'd rather watch Saban's Sailor Moon.
Yeah, we need to do the Sailor Moon show sometime.
You know, actually, I did watch the first episode of the Japanese Sailor Moon live-action show.
How was it?
Really gay. I mean, you know, the cartoon is, you know, kind of girly.
Well, duh.
But the live-action show is really, really girly.
Okay, well, I'm about to...
On a pony.
I'm about to press the stop button, so... Say goodbye, guys.
Goodbye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Till next time.
Thanks for listening.
This has been Superhero Time with your hosts, XV, Hey Mickey, Paladin, and Fort Max. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Superhero Time is a Radio Free Cybertron production. Copyright 2010, Radio Free Cybertron.